Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Rob Keller about the Indianola RAGBRAI Adopt a Cop program.
Indianola RAGBRAI is hosting an Adopt a Cop program. First of all, just tell us a little bit about what that program is.
Yeah, the Adopt a Cop program was dreamed up by Carrie Bishop, and she had the idea of adopting a cop in order to help bring in some funds for the Indianola RAGBRAI. So each cop is $250 to adopt one, and we need 30 officers on the day of the event to make the event successfully safe. And so those 30 officers, of course, need to be paid for, and we're trying to use those funds to be able to help pay for the expense of those officers.
And as good as RAGBRAI is for the community, for the city, it does still come at an expense, and this is just kind of helping the city out, correct?
Definitely. There's a ton of expenses that come into it, and we're just wanting to make sure that the city doesn't go into any debt. And so we've also know that when people do adopt, Indianola RAGBRAI is listed as a 501c3. So when they make that donation to adopt the cop, of course, it'll be tax deductible according to the law there. So they can make contribute, pay the $250 and be able to support a good cause, and then also be able to take it out on their taxes as well.
Awesome. Well, how can people get involved with this? I know there's some different ways to get involved, but how should people find out more information?
Yeah. So we're on Facebook, and then there's also a website at IndianolaRAGBRAI.com, and you just click on the sponsors link and go down to Adopt a Cop.
All right. Well, it sounds easy enough. Why is this so important? Why should the community get involved in this? Because it, just from my perspective, it's been so fun so far.
Yeah, it really has been fun. Yeah, and it's a big event that is going to highlight the city of Indianola. So we're going to have thousands of riders come in, and then because we're kind of the sweet spot in the state here, we're going to have a lot of visitors coming to the state. So probably somewhere between 35,000 and 50,000 people will be in town that day. So it's a great time to be able to highlight our city. And so if you're living in the city, I would think you'd want to be involved in something like this to be able to say you had a part in it. The last time we did this was 10 years ago, and so maybe it might not be another 10 years before we get this opportunity again, so why not do it the best that we can?
What has been the response so far from the community? You talked about getting people involved. It feels like almost everyone is involved so far. There's still room for more.
Definitely, yeah. There's room for lots of volunteers to sign up, and of all ages to sign up to help. You can go onto the website again, IndianolaRAGBRAI.com, to sign up to volunteer. Our Adopt-A-Cop's already going successfully. We just went live, and we've already got 9 officers adopted out. So we got room for many more, though. We have 30 cops, if you remember, so still have room for 21 more officers to be adopted.
All right, and just one final time, just kind of recap the Adopt-A-Cop program, what people need to do and what they need to know about it.
Yeah, go to IndianolaRAGBRAI.com to adopt a cop. Click on the link, the sponsor link, go down to Adopt a Cop, and just fill out your information, and we make it real nice and easy. You can pay online right there, or you can always drop off a check if you want to anybody, you know, in town, myself, Jory Coughlin, Carrie Bishop over at Iowa Realty, whoever you would like, and we can get that over to the correct place.
Well, just so people know, this is such a fun program, and you talked about people being involved. Just so people know who they can thank in the long run, that this was such a fun event and such a fun thing to put together to help out with RAGBRAI.
Yeah. Look up the city manager, Ryan Waller, and send a big thank you his way. He's done a ton of coordinating for this event. And there's so many higher level volunteers and stuff. Carrie Bishop's in charge of all the fundraising. So that would be a huge person to thank over at Iowa Realty. But yeah, and also all the officers, you know, they're giving all their time and energy to do this and be adopted out and stuff. So, of course, any day when you see an officer, thank them for what they're doing for our town.
Thanks to Rob Keller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.